Home for the Holidays will be a homeless shelter, tent city, or the street for thousands of people in King County. The county estimates about 9,000 people here are homeless. About half are families with children. KUOW's Liz Jones recently visited a tent camp in Seattle's central area to see how some families are getting by.
As hard as you can.
I'm pressing it really hard, man.
In a corner of the big community tent, a 7-year-old boy faces off with an adult twice his size.
You're in big trouble.
They're playing a Nintendo karate game. Someone donated it to this homeless camp in Seattle's central area on South Jackson Street. The boy's mother declined an interview as she rushed to get her two sons ready for the school bus.
Your bus will be here any minute. Let's go.
The bus is running late. The kid wanders back into the tent. He goes straight to the shelves stocked with canned food, cereal, and bread.
I am so hungry.
You want some hot chocolate?
He ends up eating a can of tuna and some brownies, both heated in the microwave.
Oh, and then there goes my
I'll get you another food. And if you want to go for a walk.
In the pouring rain, Ken Kahaloa shows me around the encampment. It's one of the three camps that replaced a larger tent city known as Nicholsville in West Seattle. The city closed Nicholsville in September.
So these are platforms for the tents. That's a big one for a big family. Sometimes you have like a family of eight come in.
This site includes about a dozen wooden shacks where most people sleep.
But it's not insulated. But main thing, you got a roof, four walls, a door that locks, and a window.
The camp organizer says this is the only local tent city that takes in families with children, and that they've had more than a dozen kids there at one time. On this day, it's just the two boys. In most cases, social service agencies can move families from the camp to other temporary housing or motels, usually in a few days.
I was standing at the window there and he came
Richard
up
Gilbert has lived in the Nicholsville camps for nearly 6 years. He jokes with the boys and seems to like having them around, but he hopes they'll move on soon.
They should be able to get into a house. There should not be one person being homeless on the streets today. Not one.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.